Okay, let's get started with Bava Metzia, Daf Kuf Yud Zayin, the third to last daf here in Maseches Bava Metzia. We are on Kuf Tez Zayin Amud Beis. We'll start with the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, we started last daf the parak of Habayis V'Ha'aliyah, issues with people who live upstairs, people who live downstairs, and now we continue. Habayis V'Ha'aliyah, the first Mishnah said Shel Shnayim, and Rashi explained that was two brothers that split up. So this Mishnah does not say Shel Shnayim, at least according to our Gersa. The Mefarshim explained, the Gemara assumes that this is a maskir and a socher. I mean, it's not Shel Shnayim. One person owns both floors, it's just that he's renting out the upper floor. So, says the Mishnah, Habayis V'Ha'aliyah, Nifchasa Ha'aliyah. So what happens? The upper floor fell, collapsed. The Ein Balabayis Rotzela Takein. And now the renter says to the Balabayis, says to the landlord, you know, you told me you're going to rent me an apartment, and now I don't have an apartment. And the Balabayis does not want to fix it. So Hare Ha'aliyah Yored Vidar Lamata. The tenant could go and move in with the landlord, as we'll see, whether it means move in or move. So he can move in Vidar Lamata, and he can live downstairs Achi Yisakin Lo Ha'aliyah, until the Balabais fixes, because he committed to give him an apartment, and until he gives him an apartment, he has to give even of his own apartment. That's we'll see. Rav Yosi Omer, there's a chilek. Hatachto nosin es hatikra v'ha'elyon es ha'ma'azeva. Rav Yosi says that the floor of the second story, which is the ceiling of the first story, is made up of two layers. There's the tikra, there's the main ceiling, and then the ma'azeva is like the plaster that's put on top to strengthen it. So Rav Yosi says a chilek. The tachto, the bala bayis, has to pay for the tikra. But the elyon, the bala, the tenant, has to pay for the ma'azeva, for the plaster. We'll see exactly what machlokes, what this is referring to. So the Gemara says 2 points. First of all, nifcha sabakam. How much did it collapse in? If the whole thing collapsed, so the Gemara says, no, even less. Nifchas abakama. So Rav Amar Beruba. Rav says, when could the tenant have this taina that I can't live here, I have to come downstairs? That's if the most of it collapsed, Beruba. If only a little bit collapsed, then he can't. Ushmuel Amar Barba. Shmuel says, even if it's only 4 square tfachim, that's enough to say that he can't live up there. What's the svar? Rav Amar Beruba, Avo Barba, lo. Rav says, only if most of it collapsed, but if it's only a little area for tfachim, no, he cannot come down. And the mosque here doesn't have to do anything. Why? Adam dar chetzilamata v'chetzilamala. Sometimes people live a little bit down there, a little bit up there. What does that mean? Machlokas. Rashi says it means that even if there's a hole, so you don't have enough space for your stuff, so you'll put one of your closets downstairs, and whenever you need something, so you'll go downstairs. It's okay. Rashi says, second wide line, yitin kli acher kugon teva o areva lamata. Ukshir to l'shtamish po yishtamish. You go down and use it. The Meiri seems to have a different shot, that it means that the floor collapsed somewhat, and you're going to put an aron in there, but it's going to be on a lower level. It's going to be like a little bit up or a little bit down, and the Meiri says that's not a normal way that people live, that a little, their floor is a little up. Ein adam dar bederach she mixas tashmisho benamuch u mixaso begavoa. This is not like you're going up and down, even less than going up and down, right? Even if it's a little uncomfortable, it's a little up or down, raised or not, so that also is a problem. But either way, that's Rav. So Rav says only if the majority is a ruin, but not if there's a little area that collapsed in. Ushmuel amar barba. Shmuel said no. Even if it's just barba, ein adam dar chetzi lamata v'chetzi lamala. People can't live like that, and therefore it is not something that he has to stand for, and he could go live with the landlord. So now the Gemara says, hey, chidami. What exactly is the machlokas here? What's the case here where the renter and the tenant and the landlord are arguing? And then the Gemara says that he can move in with the landlord. So, Eid Amar Aliyazu, if the deal was that the landlord says you can live in this apartment, Aliyazu, so Azda, so it's gone. So he's at a specific commitment. We've had cases like this already, this Pesachta, where somebody says this boat or this merchandise or this wine. So here, if he says this apartment, so Azda, it's gone. And if it's gone, Rashi says, Mazlo Garamlo. So it's his bad luck. What do you want? There's nothing to do. So what else is supposed to happen? Right? So the Tosfos Rid here says, obviously, before a house is built, it's up to the landlord to take care of building his ceiling, which is the floor of the second floor. That's obvious. Nearly Lataritz says the Tosfos Rid, answering a question. Devade betchilas binyanim shabala bayis shehu atachton chayav lasakin es aliyah. He definitely has to build that. Bebreishi tikras beso. He has to build that floor, which is the ceiling of his house. Vehechye beso misukan im lo yikro so. Right? If he's not going to put a ceiling on, he doesn't have a house. Hilkahuchay lasak in his aliyah before anybody moves in. The problem is here, he built it already. And now, after the wear and tear of the person who lived upstairs, that's what caused this. Umachma shimusho vidrisaso nifchaso ha'aliyah v'kosli habayis kayamim. So then we say, in certain cases, ein alabayis, balabayis lasakin aliyah. V'reishu omer lo, atadu reisalo mishtami shalal, umakalkal atikra, v'ani tzarech latakna l'cha, ein zadin. And therefore, you're going to have to share some responsibility. So that's what getting back to the Gemara. So the Gemara says, if he says this apartment, he shouldn't have any responsibility. We'll get back to that. Let's continue. El da omer le aliyah stam. So maybe it means, he just said, I'll give you an apartment. Not this apartment, an apartment. So the Gemara says, an apartment, so logo leachrisi. So let him find some other place to live. Rashi says, im yeshlo. If he has, what the Mishnah says, like he could go and live in the Balabayas' house. What do you mean? If the Balabayas has a different apartment somewhere in town, so let him go there. He didn't say he's giving him this specific one. Let him find another one. So Amar Rava, we'll get back to both of those lines. Be'ez Hashem, Amar Rava, lo tzricha da Amar le, aliyah zush, ani maskir lecha. This is what was said in the agreement. This aliyah, this apartment that I'm renting to you, ki salka salk pahada, when it's up, you'll go up and live in it, v'chinachis, and if it's not, and if you're coming down, chos pahada, so you'll live in the bottom. So where I said, okay, yachi ma'alameimer, then that's mafurish. He's saying you can live in the upstairs, and then if not, live in the downstairs. So Elamar Avashi, he didn't say it befeirish. Da Omar le, aliyah zu, sha'al gabe ba'yizeh, ani maskir lecha. He didn't say you can live in either or. He just used the downstairs as a description for the upstairs. So he says, you can live in this apartment, which is on top of this house. So we say, what do you need to say that for? Obviously, it's on top of this house. You're saying this upstairs. So, by saying that extra phrase, the hashibed bayis la'aliyah, through his extra words, he was mishabed the downstairs to the upstairs as well. That's what we get from the extra phrase, and that's the case of the chiddush of our Mishnah. Let's get back to two points discussed here in the Gemara. So again, the original question was, if he says aliyah zu, this apartment, then he should be totally pater. Question. What is the what are the responsibilities of the renter in that case? Tosfa says, if he says this aliyah and it fell down, so he shouldn't be able to give another apartment. And Tosfa adds, v'yitein lo scharo shekfar dar. And he has to pay for all the days that he's already lived there. Sheim dar chatzi yitein achatzi. Right? As we had earlier, Tosfa quotes the early Gemara and Daf Ayin Tes, if somebody hires out a donkey and dies b'chatzi aderach, you have to pay him for half the road, expenses so far, even though he didn't finish the job. That's what Tosva says. If you remember, we discussed a little bit, the Ritva, right? There's no more Ritva on the last daf in Midbar Metzia, but the Ritva earlier on Daf Kuf Gimel quoted a machlokes between his Rebbe, the Ra'ah, one of his Rebbeim, the Ra'ah, and the Ramban, his grand Rebbe. Says the Ritva there, Vidas Rabbeinu, quoting the Ra'ah, Tehad Amrina Nafal Azda, quoting our Gemara, Legabe Amrinan V'chayev Asocher Lifroa Haschirus V'af Alpi Shadayin Lo Nasan Hareza. You have to pay for the whole thing, says the Ra'ah, not just for the amount that he lived in there so far, half the rental. No, he has to pay for the whole month. Hareza, it's similar to Kalokeach Bayis. It's like if somebody buys a house and V'nafal Kodem Shifra Damav and it fell down partially, you have to pay for the whole house. So here too, he has to pay for the whole rental, even though he didn't use it. Quotes that from the Ra'ah. Aval HaRamban Kasa, but he says, my grand Rebbe, the Ramban says, no. The Nafal, given the Nafal Azda, she'en chayev lahayim lo bayis. Aval Avada, ein lo defro aschar, ela amashadarbo. V'yafilu nosan kfar mahadrina life. If he paid full, he gets back half. So Machlokas Ra'ah and the Ramban, in this type of case, where the house fell down, halfway through, does he have to pay for the whole month? That's the Ra'ah, or only half? So we would say, of course, only half. That's all he got. But explains Rabbi Chanan, explains the Achronim, Rabbi Chanan in the Kovas Ha'aretz, in Simen Nun Gimel, and Oz Gimel, and Oz Tes, he says, when we have a rental agreement, when I pay the rent, so what is that paying for? Is that a kinyan? Kinyan Schiris. I am renting out this area, and I paid for it. And that's similar to a buying, a similar to a sale. It's a sale lizman. Says the Rebbe Chanan, that's the Ra'ah. And that's what you pay for everything. If you bought a house, you don't, to half, you bought it. So here too, you bought it. While the Ramban would say, no, you're not paying for the kinyan, you're paying for the hishtamshus. You're paying for the usage. That's the machlokas. The das ha-ra'a, says Rabbi Chanan, t'chiyah batashlum inshallah socher hu bishvil ha-kinyan, v'lo bishvil ha-hishtamshus. The das ha-ramban, t'chiyah batashlum inshallah socher hu ba'ad ha-hishtamshus. And then he says, it's even Tzorachian on his das, where we were so convinced that the Ramban makes more sense, but he said just the opposite. Tzorachian b'daito the Ramban. D'inema d'yishla socher kinyin aguf l'peiros, of the son type of kinyin aguf, imkein roi lomer tata shlumenin bara kinyin. V'lo bishvila ishtamshus. That's what Rechana talks about. The tashlumin that we have for schiris. And that has an afkamina when it's mechuyav, yesh lo schiris b'tzkila batsof, or in lo schiris el batsof, and other issues. But that is one machlokas on this gemara, on this line. If he says, azda, does that mean you have to pay only for partial? That's Tosfos here, that's the Ramban earlier, or the ra'a, that you would have to pay even in full for everything. The other, let's go to the next line of the gemara. So no, he said we're aliyah stam, so why can't he give him another one? Give him another one. Rashi says if he has another one. What if he doesn't have another one? What type of obligation does he have? Does he have to build him another one? So, machlokes, another. Another machlokes between the quote in the tour. The tour quotes this machlokes in this simen. Now we're out of simen Tzadi Zayin. Tzadi Zayin was the issues of Mashkon, as we discussed the past couple of days. But now we're in simen Shin Yud Beis and Choshe Mishpat. Halachas of Maskir and Socher. So there the tour quotes a machlokes between the Ramah and his father, the Rosh. The Rama says, you do not have a chiyuv. If he has another apartment, so fine, give him another apartment. But if not, nothing. There's no shibud. What, to build him? A mishabit on a davar shlo bala olam? No. Lavla meimer shiakufu oso livno slo bayis ola haskir lo. No, lo haya ba olam lo chal lava kinyin. But, says the tour, lofi mashakas of Adoni avi harosh zal, based on what my father says in the case of Chamor, hachanami kivan shekanu mine nishtablu lo kol nechasov, lahashlam lo tano, all of his property are meshubit, and therefore he would have to build him another house and find him another place to live. And he can't say, tough luck, I don't have any place. Okay, so machlok is about the line of Azda, and the machlok is about Logalachrisi. But then the Gemara has the Maskana, so what's the Chiddush? The Chiddush is in the case where he says, this Aliyah, that's on the top of this house. So there, he was Meshabi the house with his extra phrase to the Aliyah. Now the Gemara says, fourth to last line, similarly, V'chihada Amar Avin, Barav Ada Amar Rabbi Yitzchak. Similar to the following case. Man says to his friend, Dalis sha'al gabi parsigzeh, this vine. We know vines cannot stand on their own. They need something to support them. So this vine that's on this peach tree, afar parsigzeh, ani mocher lecha. I'm selling you this vine that's on the peach tree. Mocher lecha. The Rosh's gersa is ani masker lecha. That's really what we're talking about. That's what it means here. V'nekar aparsig. And now the support is removed. V'nekar aparsig. Uba ma'islef ne'er b'chiyah. And the vine can't live by itself. So Va'amar Chayabat Alamalo Parse, Kosmancha Dalas Kayama, and Rabbi Chiya answered and said, oh, you gotta build a peach tree. Gotta build a peach tree, because you said, I'm selling you the vine, I'm renting you the vine, which is on the peach tree. So therefore, that's Meshubit. Just like in the first case, the house is Meshubit to the Aliyah. Here too, the peach tree is Meshubit to the vine, Kosmancha Dalas Kayama, as long as the vine is there. So the peach tree has to be, created and existing also. The Rishonim discuss here both the Chiddush Aran and the Tozer Rosh note that this is not an exact parallel between the cases. You know, in our case, the top house collapsed. And in the fruit case, the opposite happened, right? The peach tree was removed, and now the top is falling down. So it's not exactly the same. And also, in our case, he could live in the Balabais' house. Nobody's going to say that he could have peaches, right, instead of grapes. Right, so it's not an exact parallel. And the Ran notes that. The Ran says, yeah, it's a, Ran quotes the Rashba, and who says that it's not an exact parallel. Tiretz HaRashba Zal, Da'anan lo aisinan la, Ela lomar, De la lishna yisera la osufe shibuda ka'asi. We're just bringing this to say that whenever you use an extra phrase that did it wasn't needed, you're being mishabate something extra. So here you're being mishabate, if you just sold a vine, that's it. If the vine, the thing under the vine, it doesn't exist, okay. Not the Bala vine's problem. And so to hear, the Aliyah, which is on this bias, any extra phrase will be held against you. That's the Ran, and the Tosa Rush also says. It's just, each one is determined based on context and based on what each person means. Alma, kol shnei dvarim, ha'om dimzeh agabezeh. Two things on top of each other. Ubishit ubishashis kiru amar. And at the time that you rented one, you noted the other one. Amar shal gav zesh shibed hatachton le'elyon hakol lefi ha'inyan. And it continues and goes through each, even though each one of them has differences, but that's what the general point that we learn from this line. Good. Says the Gemara Boy Rabbi Abba Bar Marmo. So now we ask a couple of questions. So the Mishnah says that the renter, the tenant, could go and live in the downstairs apartment. So now we're going to ask a couple of questions on that. Kishuhu dar, when the tenant comes down and is able to live in the house of the Balabayas, levada hu dar, kidemei kara, does he even kick the Balabayas out? He could say, well, you promised me in a private apartment. I don't want to live with you. So you have to find yourself another place to live, right? So Dharma Ikara alone. Oh, Dilma, no. Shneim Dharim. Or do we say no? The Balabayas says gets to stay there too. De Amarle Adaita La Afkinan Lo Agrilocha. I didn't rent it to you, Aldastan. I'm going to have to get thrown out of my own house. So therefore, says the Gemara, can't be. But that can't be. Santim Salama Shneim Dharim. But if you say Shneim Dharim Ba, and the usual rule of the Rambam and others is that you paskin when a question goes unanswered, but there are a couple of questions built on it, you paskin like the Imtim Salom, Marsha, so to hear the Riff and the Rush, quote, we paskin that the Balabayas could stay there, right? The owner could stay there. The Riff doesn't say because it's the Vimtim Salomar. The Riff and the Manuki Yosef say because it's logical. That's the more logical side, that he's not going to get thrown out of his own house. So Imtim Salomar Shneim Dharim Ba, if you say the Balabayas could stay there and the tenant just lives with him, kishuhu mishtamish. So when the tenant though comes into the house, derek psachim mishtamish, could he use the front door like the Balabayas uses? Oh, derek gagan mishtamish. Maybe he has to go up to where the ladder, unless he took him to where the second floor used to be, and then come down through there. There must be an entrance from the upstairs, because the Balabayas doesn't want him to use the main entrance. Miyamar kidamei kara. Do we say, well, it's similar to what it used to be? Ma meikara deragagin, hashtanami deragagin. Just like originally he only had to come through the roof, says, oh, now he can come through the roof. Odilma no, matzi amarle, or could he say, aliyah kabili eloi? Or the Baalia could say, you know, I agreed to go upstairs when that's all I'm doing. I'm going upstairs to live upstairs. Aliyah viyirida lo kibali eloi. I didn't agree to where I'm going to have to go upstairs and then go downstairs and then go into the place that I need. I didn't require two stages in order to have my usage, so therefore, that's not what I accept. Imtim Salom, my third question. Imtim Salom, my Matzi Amarle. Ali Yavirida Lo Kabili Olai. If you say he could go through the front door, because he could say, I didn't accept going up and going down. Shte Aliyo Zu Agav Zu Mahu. What if you have a second floor and a third floor? What if you have three-floor building? And what happened? Let's see. Mahu. If Chis El Yona, if the third floor collapses, so Nachas V'dar B'tachtona. So you could go and live on the second floor. The second floor is definitely better. Going up two flights instead of going up three flights is definitely better. And therefore, he could go and be in the second floor. If Chis Tachtona, but what happens if the middle floor? Something happens to the middle floor. Right? It's not livable anymore. So do you push him up or down? So do you say that we could push him up to the Elyona, to the third floor? Mi amrinan to amarle, shame aliyah kabilis alach. You go up to the third floor. You accepted a not ground floor apartment. So two flights, three flights, doesn't make a difference. And therefore, you have to go up. Odilma, or one flight or two flights. So Odilma, what do we say? No. Chad aliyah, kabal aleh, shtey aliyos, lo kabal aleh. I accepted going up one flight, not two flights. And therefore, I am not happy with this arrangement, so I'm coming down. I'm not going up. So Teiku, none of these questions are answered in the Gemara. But again, most of the Rishonim deal with what is the halacha. Just for the Nemuki Yosef, as one example, daf ayin aleph amid beis, the third to last daf in the Nemuki Yosef, v'nir ali, to me denaka talmuda b'loshen intim salomar, since the Gemara uses that loshen, aile v'yirida lo kabila salai, shekein adin, v'chein niret, right, he's up and down, he wasn't makabel, kivan shahamaskir ma'akev adover, dailo tsar l'socher, shlo yucha l'adu l'vado. It's enough that the socher can't live by himself. So to have to go up and down, that we don't may force him to do. But the last question, we don't know. The last question doesn't have an intim salomar, whether the second floor goes up to the third floor, goes up to the bottom floor. So that is an unanswered question. Okay, put it on the list of Rav Eliyahu HaNavi. Says the Gemara. So this is when Eliyahu HaNavi is going to come back. Goof. Right, like we had a couple of days ago when Eliyahu Beis HaKfaris, right, we spoke about the Chassam Sofer and the Maritz Chayis, about the Goof and the Neshama, right, so based on the Tosis and Kuf Yudalid, the story of Eliyahu HaNavi, so this is relating where we always say Eliyahu HaNavi is going to be the one that we're going to ask our questions to. Dafka. Rav Yossi Omer, right, the Gemara continues. Hatachto, no sin is Hatikra Chulu. We had a Machlokes in the Mishnah. Machlokes was that when the upper story falls down, collapses, the Baal Aliyah can come down and live with the Baal Habayis. And that Rav Yossi says that the Baal Habayis has to pay for the ceiling, but the Baal Aliyah, the tenant, has to pay for the plaster on top of the ceiling. So what's the root of that machlokas? And what exactly is the case? So, my tikra, what does it mean tikra, that the Baal Habayis has to supply the tikra, which seems to be like the lower foundation of the ceiling slash floor? So what exactly is the, what is he paying for? So Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, Amar, Kinin, Visanoin, he has to put the reeds and the thorns, the first layer that basically builds a, rudimentary and basic ceiling for himself, which is a floor for the upstairs. That's what he does. And if you want anything more serious, so then it's the tenant's, responsibility. Ustini, Amar, Abshimen ben Lakish, Ustini, who's Ustini? Very unusual name. Rashi says, Ustini, Shem Chacham Talmido Shar Reish Lakish. Type of a name of a Chacham, right? The name of the Talmud of Reish Lakish. Ustini, the name of Reish Lakish. Levachim, no, putting the beams. Not just some thorns and reeds. You have to put some beams there. That's the lower level. Below Pligin, there's really no machlokas between Ustini and Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, Marki Asrei, Umarki Asrei. Right? Each one went on based on what was the expected behavior, expectation of the Baal Habayis, what he was supposed to put there. We have a name like Ustini. It gives us the, opportunity to talk for a minute about names. Ustini does not sound like a Jewish name. So there's a big, discussion in the Mefarshim, in the Achronim about names, right? We know in the Medrash in Shmos talks about, in Vayikra, the Medrash is Vayikra Rabbah, but it's about Shmos. Vayikra Rabbah in Parshas Emor, the Medrash tells us, Rafuna B'shem Bar Kapara, B'shvil Dalad Dvarim Nigalo Yisrael Mimitzrayim. Four Zechuyos we have, Shloshinu HaShemam, Valis Lashonam, Velo Jom Rulashin Hara, Velo Yachem Ve'a Paritz Be'erva. Right, at Shmos B'nei Yisrael, the name of the Parsha is Shmos, the first one in the process of Geula, and the Medrash says, one of the famous comments, Shaloshinu Eshmam, so the Shiloh that's dealt with by the Achronim over the past couple hundred years is, how is it that many of our Gedolei, many of Achenu B'nei Yisrael do not have Jewish names? So you might say, okay, they're wrong. The Maram Shik is very charif in Yoredei and Simin Kuf Samach Tash. He said there's an Isidar Isa of V'chosein Lo Seilechu to use them. And the Pasuk says, V'abdalas Chimena Amim Liosli. And he quotes Tosis of Mesechas Gittin on Daf Lamed Dalet, where Rabbeinu Tam says, Chalila Lanu Lahaskir Shem Nachri Baget. Chas V'shalom, to write the name of a Nachri Baget. So if he says that, so surely giving the name of a Nachri to a Jew, right, that's what he says. Okay, so this is the, to be mishtamish b'shemos ha-goyim. Rav Moshe is much more, lenient in the matter. Rav Moshe in Arachayim, Chelek Dalet, Simen Samach Vav, discusses this in a tshuva in 1980 to an Avrech Echad. Doesn't say what the Avrech's name was. La Avrech Echad. Im Lashanos, Shem Laz, L'Shem B'Lashon HaKodesh, Shekari Lepito, Al Shem Imo. So, if you changing a name, Im Lashanos, Shem Laz, L'Shem B'Lashon HaKodesh, to change a English name to a Shem and a name in Lashon HaKodesh, Shekari Lepito, Al Shem Imo. Because he calls his daughter by his mother's name. But he wants to call it, let's say the case was, he wants to, call it by a Hebrew name. So he says, V'hinei, B'dvar Shemo Shalaz Shekasafti, Sha'af Shu Davar Megune, Eino Isser. V'lachein Chazina, Shekama Shemo Shalaz, B'chol Medina Medina, Nasu, Meshach Hazlan HaGolas Arach, Sh'nischafu B'medinos. Even though, Mistama Tzavchu Mitchila, originally there was, something that shouldn't be done, but we find many. The Magid Mishnah's name was Rabbeinu Vidal, right? The Rambam's father, Maimon, L'chori is a shame laz, says Ramosha. So, the Rambam's father could do it, so says Ramosha, Chas V'Shalom Lanu Lomar, Shaloasu Kahogan. Chas V'Shalom for us to say that. The Acharei Shekvar Nisraglu Yisrael, Be'elu Hashemos, Ein Vazeh Shaychus L'Tam Agnai. Because now, they are Jewish. Right? Who says they're not Jewish? Maybe originally they were not Jewish. But a lot of English names are very commonly had by Jews today, says Rav Moshe. So it's hard to say that the reason of Ginai still applies. V'yem l'shanos l'kro shem beno, shem bito, al shemos hazakena v'azakenos, shenikru b'shemos las, shuin yikavad ha-mishpacha, af shem yidar ha-kodem. Right? People call them the same names as the earlier ones because there's something about name. They identify their departed ones by this name. So you see, it's connected to the Jews. V'lachain. Therefore, says Rav Moshe to this Avrich, Kishate l'rishtecha, tichya, b'shatovo mitzlachas, when your wife has the baby, v'avlatiye bas, tikro osal shem imcha alea shalom, call the baby by your mother's name, v'avol mikivan she'imcha am ha'aretz, but if your mother was not a practicing, Mesa Tsiira, I'm sorry, Imcha Alea Shalom, I'm sorry, I read it wrong, not Amaritz, Alea Shalom, Mesa, I didn't think that was the context, Ava Mikimacha, Imcha Alea Shalom, Mesa Tsiira Biyamim, Vagam Shalom Kadarach Stam, Mesim, Kadalikro Mishemos, Imcha Rakshim Gittel, Kishem the Rezo, Bosavas Dalos, Lo Yaduli, he gets into it, but that's not our issue, right now, in terms of naming after, how somebody dies, Rachman al-Islan, but in the continuation, Rav Moshe has an important, chiddush. He says, Yesh Bachom Lomar, what about Shloshinu Hashmam? What about that Svara? He says, maybe that was before Matan Torah. Before Matan Torah, what kept us different than the non-Jews? Right, what was it? We had a couple of mitzvahs, but hardly anything. A couple of mitzvahs. So we dafka needed the names. In Mitzrayim, we had to have Havdalah based on the names. Shlohaya Heker Gadol, Bashiyo Kiyam HaMitzvos, to Bnei Noach. And that's why we needed that. But after Matan Torah, Rav Moshe is Mechadesh. Aval Achar Matan Torah, Ein Lanu Chiyev Medina, V'gambo Me'in Yohanei Zehirus U'Musar, Ela Mashenet Stavinu Atayei Mitzvahs. You know what makes us different? The mitzvos, L'doros, L'mitzvah Shestavu L'shah, K'moshen Ne'amru B'tar Shaval Peh, V'lachin Lo Akpidu Al Zeh, Rabo Seinu. There's still a Maila, but that is my suggestion. If you look in the Minchas Asher on Shmos and Simon Aleph, he also discusses this, and at the end he says that it could be, not the same lines as Rav Moshe, but also coming up with a Svara, why it is that many throughout history have not been so makbid. So, Lefi Darkon, Lefi Divrei Chazal, Shloshinu, remember the Medrash put together a number of activities. Shloshinu Hashemam V'loshanam U'levusham. Iker K'peda Shloshanu Shloshtam Yachad. Dibekach Batel Kol HaHeker She Yisraelu Yitami Ben Anachrim. Avol Ein Iser Kasher Noeku B'chol Dover Ki Yisrael. U'mishim Tzorech Misuyam K'gon Misvar V'chadom U'mishan Hashemo O'levusho O'leshona. He says the problem is when it's a package. But if you're different in all other ways and you have this name for business purposes, for this, for that, that's what it's been. He says that I don't think is a problem. And though he says at the end, obviously there are many sources like this, the name is something unbelievable. Yesh hashpa b'shmo shel ha'adam. He quotes the Chasam Sofer in Parshas Korach, that Korach affected his name, affected who he was, and he quotes the Bnei Yisachar, and he quotes many others, that they're a shmagaram, that there's something very special in a name, and we should take our Hebrew names very seriously and be very proud of them, and we should try to have them as a center of who we are, and not just as something that we get called up to the Torah with. But either way, this is we got to talk about this when we spoke about Ustini. Ustini, the Talmud of Reish Lakish. Okay, weiter. Let's continue now. Sixth to last skinny line. Hanu Beitrei David Dairi. Two people that were living. Chadi Loi V'chad Tatoi. One was living upstairs. One was living downstairs. Ifchis Ma'azeva. And the Ma'azeva, the plaster level fell in. Kimashi Mayi Eloi Azli Maskele Tatoi. So when the upper person washed his hands, the water went through. Went to the bottom land, the bottom guy. And the bottom guy is very upset. So who has the responsibility to fix? Reb Chiya Bar Abba Amar Ha'elyon Masakin. The Reb Chiya Bar Abba says the top, the upstairs guy has to fix. Reb Eloi B'shem Reb Chiya B'Reb Yosi Amar Ha'tachton Masakin, the bottom one. So machlok is between Reb Chiya Bar Abba and Reb Chiya Bar Yosi. How do you know who says what? How do you remember? V'simin V'Yosef Hurad Mitzrayimah. Reb Chiya Bar Yosi, who's Yosef, he's the one that says the bottom guy has to fix. And that's alluded to in the Hurad Mitzrayim. But either way, what's the Nekudas HaMachlokas here? Why would you say the bottom guy or the top guy? So the Gemara says, well, maybe it's a parallel Machlokas Tanam in our Mishnah. What did our Mishnah say? Our Mishnah said that the Tanakama holds that the top, the Baal Aliyah, can move into the bottom guy. And Reb Yosi says there's a split. The Elyon, the tenant, has to pay for the Mazeva. So what's that machlokas? So lema Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, Rabbi Eloi, beplukta, Rabbi Yosef Rabbanan kemiflagi. Maybe they're arguing about who's a general shas topic machlokas, which the main source of it is in Baba Basra. Lamanda Amar Ha'elyon Masaka, and according to the one who says the top one has to fix it, like in R, the Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, according to the one who says if they're washing the hands, the top one has to fix it, so Ksavar, Al Hamazik Laharka Gazazwa Menan Izak. So he says if there's a Hezek reality, the Mazik is the one that has to prevent the Hezek, and he has to do what he can, and he has to fix so the water doesn't go through, and that's Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says that the upstairs tenant has to take part in the payment that he has to pay for the mazeva. Umanda amar tachton masakan, according to the Rabbi Chiya bar Yossi, who says the bottom, the tachton has to be masakan. He says it's the nizik's responsibility. If there's a hezek situation and the nizik could remove himself from the situation, so then he has the responsibility, and that's what the Tanakama holds. Tanakama says it is totally the nizak laharcha gatzasmo, and therefore the ma'azeva is also al ha tachton. Right, the nizak has to be marchik himself, and therefore he has to make sure that the water doesn't go in, and that's why the bottom guy has to fix it in Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chiya bar Rabbi Yossi's case. So the Gemara says, isn't that a parallel machlokas? Our Mishnah and this machlokas amar. The Gemara says, no. The Tizbara, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbanan Lini, Nezakim Pligi, our Mishnah, they're not arguing about that. Our Mishnah is not about Nezek. It's about a Masker Socher responsibility. And Vahif Hashemin and Lahu, in the world of Nezek, Rabbi Yossi and Rabbanan have exactly the opposite Cheetahs. Our Mishnah doesn't work. Ditzan, the Mishnah says, in the context of Harchakas Nezakim. We know we're going to get to a whole discussion, Baba Basra, all about Harchakas Nezakim. If there's a case of Hezek, this larger issue of who has the responsibility to distance, which is amazing. The Rambam has this in Hilchos Shechinim. There is no mitzvah. This is one of the examples of the Rambam who has an area of halacha where there's no mitzvah. It's just halacha. The Rambam begins Hilchos Shechinim. Inyan Elu HaHalachos. The issue in these halachas, leida, din chilaka karkos, bein ha-shutfin, splitting up property, that's the beginning of Baba Basra, v'harchakas nezek, that's the second parak, kol echon mehem, mishcheino u'mibala meitzer shalo, from his border, from his neighbor, v'chulu. And the Rambam goes into all of Hilchos Shechinim, no mitzvah is recorded here in Hilchos Shechinim. You have towards the end of Hilchos Shechinim, you have asis v'yeshvato, you have dina de bar mitzra, as we had earlier in this masechta also. But there's no mitzvah d'araisa or asay or los asay. So that's the context where these halachas are quoted. So the Gemara says, we have the opposite shitos in that context. It's not the Mishnah says in Baba Basra, marchikin asila min habor. Let's say, I am planting a tree, but my friend has a water cistern. I know that my tree's roots are going to go very far out, and if I build it too close, it's going to break into his water cistern. So how far do I have to leave? Marchikin asila min habor, 25 amos. Ubacharav ubashikma, they have wider roots, b'chamishim amah. Bein milamala, bein minatzad. Doesn't matter which is, if it's, the tree is, higher or lower or from the side. Im habor kodem, if the pit was there first and I did the tree, planted the tree anyway, kodem, you gotta cut it down. V'nozein dam, he's also to pay for it. Because it's not direct hezek. So he's still to pay for it, but he's still to cut it down. Im ha'ilan kadam lo yakut. So the tree was there first, then it's not the Baal tree's problem, and therefore lo yakut. Suffik zek kadam lo yakut. If it's a suffik, then one does not have to cut it down, which is interesting. The Yad Ramah, we're going to get into the Rishonim of Baba Basra. The Yad Ramah discusses, because once the tree exists, there's a chazakah. And therefore, you can rely on the chazaka of the tree being there. We'll have to talk about, wouldn't the pit also have a chazaka? But Suffolk, he doesn't have to cut it down. So that's the Tanakama. Rabbi Yossi Omer, afal pi shabar kodem eslida. And even if the bar was there first, lo yakutz, the tree does not have to be cut down, even if he built it illegally. Shezachofer betok shalov, it's anotea betok shalov. Because after all, everybody's doing their own thing. Meaning, Rabbi Yossi says, it's not the mazik's problem. The Nizik will have to do it. So Rabbi Yossi seems to be the one that says that the Nizik has to be Marchik himself, and the Tanakama says, the Rabbanan say that the Mazik, that's the opposite. Rabbi Yossi Savar la Nizik lacha gatzatzmo, Rabbanan Savar la Mazik lacha gatzatzmo. So how could you say that our Machlokas, Rabbi Chiya bar Abba and Rabbi Chiya bar Rabbi Yossi, about Hezek with the water falling in, is parallel, is really about Mazik and ala Mazik or ala Nizak, and that's what our Mishnah is talking about. Our Mishnah, the Shitas are flipped. So the Gemara says, you're right. It's not parallel. Ele'i ikala meimar, if you want to say that the machlokas amarom is parallel to machlokas tanoim, you're right, not this one though. Pligi beplugdi Rabbi Yossi v'Rabbanan da'hasam kemiflagi. Fine. I'll agree. Rabbi Yosef and Rabbanan argue about Amazik or Alanizak Lahaka Gatsatsmo over there in Baba Basra. And that's what the parallel machlokas is about the water dripping down. What about our Mishnah? For Rabbi Yosef Rabbanan to Hachamai Pligi, our Mishnah is not about Hezek. It's about something different. It's a local machlokas. What's the local machlokas? Bechozek Tikra Kamiflagi. The machlokas is about strengthening of the ceiling. How do we look at it? Rabbanan Savri, when you add on the layer of plaster to the ceiling, to the base that's already there, how do we look at that? Rabbanan Savri, the Rabbanan, the Tanakam in our Mishnah holds. Ma'azeva Achzuki Tikrahu. The Ma'azeva is looked at as strengthening of the ceiling. The Achzuki Tikra La'Tachton Boy La'Achzuki. And the strengthening of the ceiling is the responsibility of the Tachton, of the Balabais. That's why the Balabais has to pay for the whole thing. The Elyon doesn't have to pay for anything. The Chshash is here, Rashi explains, nothing to do with water. The Chshash is here where the upper person, the Balali, is walking around. He's worried that the floor is shaky. He's going to fall through. So whose responsibility is that to strengthen the floor? So Tanakama says it's the Balabais's responsibility because the plaster strengthens this floor. For Rabbi Yossi Sav, Rabbi Yossi says no. Ma'azeva Ashuya Gumosu. Really, there's no Chshash that the ceiling's going to fall in. Plaster is needed just to make it smooth and not bumpy, but not that it's going to fall in. And that extra comfort to have it flat, that is on the renter, on the tenant, if he would want to. And therefore, that's a localized machlokas, period. So Elie Gemara says, wait a minute. Once we brought the other machlokas, let's talk about that for a minute. We said over there about Alamazik or Alanizak, Rabbi Yossi says Alanizak, and the Tanakhama says Alamazik, but Adi, is that really true? Would Rabbi Yossi say that in our case of the water too? V'yam Ravashi, ki avina be'raf kahana, have amrinan, moder Rabbi Yossi, begire delay. Big Baba Basra sugya. But wait a minute, even Rabbi Yossi, who usually holds that it's the Nizik's responsibility to distance, he agrees if there's direct hezek going on, what's called girei delay, his arrows, which Rashi calls here Adam Hamazik. If it's Adam Hamazik, Rabbi Yossi agrees. So here, I'm washing my hands, the water goes straight down, so isn't that considered Adam Hamazik? And then even Rabbi Yossi would agree that it's Alamazik Lahakhik Atzma. Rashi says here, Modehu, Delo Grama Bidi Zakinu, Ditipater, Elamazik Mamishu, Va'adamu La'olam, Er V'yashen Shogig Umezid. So Gemara says, no, it must not be a case of Adam Amazik or Girei Delay. Depaski Maya V'hadr Nafli. There must be the water stops and then falls. What does that mean? So Rashi says it means it's a place issue. The water goes, but then, you know, sometimes we find if there's a leak, it doesn't come out right away. It finds a place to come out. The water, like, goes along the ceiling until it finds a crack to come out. So that happens. That's why it's not direct. It's grama, because it comes out in a different place. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch, well, the Shulchan Aruch quotes this in Simin Kuf Nun Hey, which is the big simon, 44 seifim about harchakas nezikin in Sif Dalid, the Shulchan Aruch says, "Em yesh ma'zeva shamayim nivla'im ba ve'enam yardim miyad el la'achar mikan yardin." There's a time delay, not just a space delay, but a time delay because it gets absorbed in the ceiling until it gets so thick and so heavy that it falls through. So that's a time delay that also is not called giri delay, and that will be subject to the machlokas of alamiz mazik or alanizak. Okay, we continue. Says the next Mishnah, third Mishnah, that starts off the same way. Habayis v'ha aliyah shoshnayim. The how, the downstairs and the upstairs. Shenaflu, it fell down. Omar bala aliyah la bala bayis livnos. The bala aliyah, two different people. The upstairs guy says, you know, I want to build my house again. So please build your floor, and then I'll build my floor. Fuena rosa livnos. And the bottom guy says, I'm not interested in rebuilding right now. So what's the Bala Aliyah? He doesn't have a place to live. So Hari Bala Aliyah, Bones Abayis Vidar Betocha. So the Bala Aliyah can build the downstairs and he can live there. Achiit and Losi Tziosav until the downstairs guy said, okay, fine. I want to live here. So he said, okay, you have to pay me for what I did. So he pays him and then he'll build the upstairs. Tanakama. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Avzedar, Betosho Chaveros, Arlaz Loschar. No, that would be Usur. If somebody lives in their friend's house, they have to pay him. In a case of, Rashi quotes, Gemara Babakama, Zenene Vizelo Chaser Eschayev. He's getting benefit. The Baal HaBayis is not losing anything because he didn't want to build it anyway. So Zenene Vizelo Chaser Eschayev. See, he would have to pay him for it. So he can't just live there for nothing. Ela Baal HaAliyah Bones HaBayis Ve'eso Aliyah. The case is that if the Baal HaBayis doesn't want to build, so the Baal HaAliyah has to build both floors. But the Baal HaBayis doesn't want to live there now. So what does he do? The Baal HaAliyah builds both. So therefore, it's not a case of nehene, because he could just live upstairs also. So we've changed this to a case of zed lo nehene v'zeh lo chaser. And v'yosheba, the Bach takes out the next three words, v'yosheba bayis achiten lo sitz Yosef. And he says, gets to live there until he pays for what he did. But he can't just build the bottom. Good, 2 points. Number one, why can't he just build the bottom? So the Mishnah says beferish, because he would be living there, and he has to be malaschar. Why does he have to be malaschar? So we said one, but there's really 2 points made by Rashi. Number one, zen enev zelachaser is chayiv. He'd have to pay him for it. And number two, Rashi says, because it smacks of ribbis. Ribbis derabanan. I'm living here, and then eventually you're going to pay me, but I will have gotten the benefit of living here in your house for all these months. So it's mechzi keribbis, Rashi says. Tosfos doesn't like that. Tosfos does not think it looks like ribbis. Again, it's a question, is ribbis derabanan. Sometimes it's not clear whether it's gets over the line of being considered ribbis. Tosfos and Rabbi Yehuda. Ein nira l'ri, d'ma ribbis shayachacha, d'lo evel klum. I don't know why Rashi brings in ribbis. The Mishnah says a reason. So Rashi brings in the issue of ribbis because it's not just a zedin of the Al-Chazar Chayev, because maybe there you can be mochel on that. Maybe that's not enough of a reason. But Mechzik ribbis is a reason that you can't really be mochel on, and therefore it is that's the problem. One other point, important source on the Mishnah is the Nemuki Yosef. Nemuki Yosef says, so what do we do? So he builds, the Baal HaLiyah. If the Baal HaBayis doesn't want to build, so the Baal HaLiyah builds. Why can't we force the Baal HaBayis to build? Force him, right? He was Meshabed. I need to live on upstairs. Lama Hutzarach Livnos Abayas. Yichpeh Lo Baal Abayas Livnos. Why can't you force him? So he says the Yerushalmi asked that question in our sugya, and the Yerushalmi answers in a chinami. But the Baal Abayas is not here now. He was Holech Limdina Sayam. But if he would be here, we would force him. That's what the Yerushalmi says, and that's what the Ramban Shita is. But then the Muki Yosef quotes the Rashba, who says the Yerushalmi is Deloki Hilchasa. The reason that we say that we wouldn't force him is because it's not that all of his property is meshubit. When we say bias aliyah meshtabit, it's the bias. It's not all the nechassim. He says, "Svar degor dilanu she'ain kofen oso klal she'ain lebal haliyah shibud ella al habayis avelo al ba'al habayis she'yishtav lulo nechassav kedei she'nakof oso lebnos bal karcho." So there's a shibud, but it's not a total shibud akuf, all of his property. Masha'enkid, according to the first day, the Ramban and the Yerushalmi, they would assume that there really is a shibud on all of his property. Good. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. B'shloshim akal moshan alon Rabbi Yehuda. In three places, Rabbi Yehuda teaches us, Asur la'adam she'enam imamun chaveiro. A person cannot get benefit from his friend's money. What does that mean? Rashi and Tosfos both explain. In these three cases, really mi'ikra din, this should be, the money should be transferred, it should be mutter. But we review this says, no, for a higher standard, kind of a lofnim mishur hadin, we say that it shouldn't be done. So chada ha disnan. One is the mishnah that we just said. In our mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda says that really he should live in there. What's the matter? He's living, the Baal HaBayis didn't want to build, so he built. Why should he have to pay anything for it? So, and why should he have to build the upstairs for? So he has to, that's to go above and beyond. Number one. Idach mahi, what's number two? Tetzan, the Mishnah said, we had this already earlier in the Masechta. Mishma Bakama tells us, I give wool to a dyer in order to color it red. Vitzavu shachar, and he messes up, he does it black. Shachar vitzavu adom. So what's the halacha? Remeir Omer knows no domain. Simra Remeir says you have to pay him for the wool, what it was worth pre-dying, because shinui kone, you were gozelit, now you stole it and it's yours, and you have to pay him, give him back his wool, give him back the value of his wool. Shinui kone. Rabbi Yehuda fundamentally also holds of shinui kone, and yet he's not allowed to keep the wool. And instead, the owner has to pay him the lesser of the appreciation or the expenses, but he's not allowed to keep the wool. So why can't he keep the wool? So the Gemara assumes now, because Rabbi Yehuda is holding, because he still got free delivery of the wool. So he got free delivery, and he would not be able to have that without having paid for it, even though shinui kone. That's a second example where Me'ikra did something should be mutter, there shouldn't be a problem with keeping the money, and we say, no, you have to go above and beyond. Interesting, Rabbi Chanan in the Kovet Shiurim in Baba Kam and Oz Kavtes discusses, when we say Shinui Kona, could Shinui and the Gzela happen at the exact same moment? Or do you have to first steal it and then do the Shinui? Rabbi Chanan says, it sounds like from this case that both could happen at the same moment. I took the wool, nothing happened yet, I'm not a ganav yet. The second that I dyed it, I'm stealing it, and I'm being Mashana it. So Rabbi Chanan says, it sounds like same moment works. V'hasam b'shas hagba lo nasek gazlan. D'mavar al daitosh ha'bal ha'bayis. V'oz bo'an ha'gzeilo v'ashini ka'achas. Unless he says maybe at the beginning of the shinui, at the beginning of the coloring, then you're already kona it, you're already gozel it, and the shinui only happens later. So he discusses that. He doesn't talk about it, but it's interesting. What's the svara? Why would you have to have the shinui after the gzela, or why would you allow it at the same time? Maybe that goes to the root of why we say shinui kona. We discussed this back in Meruba. Is shinui kona like other types of kinyanim? Kinyan is an active activity. So shinui is an active activity. You are mishana. That's another form of kinyan. Or what many say, shinui kona is not a kinyan really. We say that, but really it means you've now removed the chiyav hashava. Because you've changed the item, then the chiyav hashava is no longer a memela, becomes yours. But it's not that. Really, there's kinyanik zela, but there's a chiyav hashava which impedes your kinyanik genever gzela. Once there's a shinui that removes the chiyuvim, and now the kinyan is chal. But it's not that it's shinui allows the kinyan, but not shinui kona. So based on that, would you say one way or the other way? It has to be at the same time. It can't be at the same time. It has to be one after another. Interesting. It might go in either direction, but it might be totally on that. Okay, number three, the idach mahi. What's the third case? The Rabbi Yehuda says, you know what? Shouldn't keep the money. The tzan. The Mishnah says in Baba Basra. Misha Para mixes. So we have one Mishnah in Baba Metziah, one in Baba Kame, one in Baba Basra. Misha Para mixes chovo v'hishlish ashtaro. I owe you 100. I paid 50. I don't have the other 50. So I say, you know what? Give the shtar that says I owe you 100 to so and so. And if I don't pay you the other 50 in time, he'll give back the shtar and I'll pay you 100. And what happened? I didn't pay. So the shlish gave back the shtar. Rabbi Yossi Omer, or the shlish wants to know whether he should give back the shtar. Rabbi Yossi Omer Yitin. Rabbi Yossi says, yeah, give back the shtar. And now he owes him 100. And ultimately he will have paid him 150. The first 50 is looked at as a gift. It's okay. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Lo Yitin. He says, no, you can't do it. Again, even though maybe Meikra did a Shmi Mutter. So in all these three cases, the Gemara wants to link them that even though you should be able to keep the money, you can only do it unless you get full commitment and full acquiescence of the person who is committing. So the Gemara says, Amai or Mimai, how do all these three go together? It could be these three are three separate issues. Dilma Arka Lokam Rabbi Yehuda Hacha. Why does Rabbi Yehuda say here that he can't just live downstairs? Maybe because it's not a case of Zelo Chaser. Elamishun Tikra Shachra Risa. This blackening of the walls. There's wear and tear in a house. When somebody lives in a house, there's wear and tear. So it's not a regular case of Lo Chaser. You know why you have to pay? Because there is Chaser. The Kso says in Shin Salma Gimel, not that you would have to pay for this normally, but if there is Hana'ah gotten, the Hana'ah triggers the Chiyuv to pay for the Chaser. Or the fact that there's a little bit of chaser. Because usually you wouldn't pay for this. That's the Ksos's important lashon. The Nira, the Shacharisa, the Ashiyasa, lo machayiv mi din mazik. It's not that you're mazik the walls. Tikivan, the Miyaskar Paul Olabno, he could just get somebody to paint it again. Fabili Kamozorg Matbe Aliyam, where he could get somebody to get fishermen to get it out, divers. Elahecha din nehene, mischayiv al hanaso, kivan degorm lazeh chisaron. They're working together, the chisaron and the hana. Because you get hana, you have to pay for the hana since you caused the chisaron. The chisaron triggers the chiyav of the hana. So number one, so that might be unique. Or inami, let's follow Adam Asav HaShachar. That case, mishum de kamishana. There, you went against the instructions of the Baal HaBayis, period. And ditznan kalamishana, yadol tachtona, like we had earlier. And finally, Mishavara makes us chovo. You know why there in the third case, why the shlish should not give back the shtar? Tavi asmachta, v'shemin el Rabbi Yehuda, amar asmachta lokani. We've had already a few times in the Masechta. It's an asmachta lokani, and that's why it doesn't work. I saw the Rav Shimon Shkop, the Shar Yosher, we discuss this often, but the Shar Yosher asks, so why is asmachta lokani? He doesn't have full commitment. Why don't we say dvarim shebelei v'enam dvarim? Well, I don't think we mentioned this in this Masechta the four times it comes up, but it's such a fundamental question. So, asmachta lokani, why not? Right now he's saying, I'm paying, I'm willing, I'm gambling. Right? Dvarim shebelev einam dvarim. So we say, oh, deep down he doesn't want to. Dvarim shebelev explains the Shar Yosher. Remember we're talking about here, tnai. We always say, the three sugyas that overlap, tnai, breira, asmachta. So this is like a tnai. Remember what Tosfos says in Ksubis? Tosfos says the whole institution of tnaim is a chiddush. And therefore, if there's any question about the tnai, the Tanai falls away and the Maisa is Kayam. Says the Shimon Shkap in Zayin Ches, it's the same thing here. Because it's already on questionable footing. So here, once Chazal say he's not committed, even if he's screaming about it, it's kind of like Dvarim Shebalev Ublev Kal Adam, and it is on shaky ground, and that is why we would say Lo Kani. Okay, Amar Avacha Bar Adam Mishvei Deula. There's basically one issue now till the Mishnah. Tachton Abalashanos. Let's say the bottom floor guy, or the top floor guy, they want to change how it was built. They want to use bigger materials or smaller materials. So the rule is going to be, if the bottom one wants to use bigger materials, great, because it's more, it strengthens. But if the top guy wants to, then it's going to be too heavy. So, Tachton Abolishanos Big Gvil. If the Tachton wants to use Gvil, which is unhewn stone, which is thicker, Shomelo, let him. Because it's thinner, ain't Shomelo, don't let him. Big Fisin, 4 Tefach wide, Shomelo. Bilavanim, 3 Tefach wide, ain't Shomelo. Lesachik Barazim, very strong wood, Shomelo. Bishkamim, ain't Shomelo, because that's weaker wood. Lamait Bachalonos, if he wants to have less windows, which means more wall, more support, Shomelo. Laharbos Bachalonos, more windows, ain't Shomelo, you don't listen. Lehagbia, if he wants to make it taller, ain't shomelo, because that's less sturdy. Lama'et shomelo, to make it shorter, more sturdy shomelo. So that's what, if the Tachton wants to do something. And now the opposite for the Elyon. Elyon shabalashanos begazis, if the Elyon wants to put gazis, which is thinner, shomelo. Bigvil ain't shomelo, because it's heavier. Bigfisin ain't shomelo, balavanim shomelo. Same reason. Ba'arazim ain't shomelo, thicker wood would not be allowed. Bishikma shomelo, it's thinner. Laravos bachalonos shomin, to have more windows. Less weight, shomin lo. Lamayit b'chalonos, ain't shomin lo. Lagbia, to make it taller, ain't shomin lo. It's harder to hold up. Lamayit, shomin lo. Ain't lo, lazeh, velo lazeh mai. Last question, what does this mean? If they're not going to rebuild, they're not going to rebuild, they're both very poor. The Baal HaKarka wants to sell the Karka. Does the Baal HaLiyah have any stake or share in the Karka itself? My, so there's a brisa here that some take out. Tanya ain lo lazev lo lazev ain lo the bala liya pakarka klum. The first brisa suggests no. Tanya, but the second brisa says he has a percentage. Rabbi Nosson Omer Tachton Oto Shnei Chalakim Elyon Shlish. The upper guy has a third. Vachir Omer Tachton Oto Shlosha Chalakim Elyon Oto Revia. He has a quarter. And Amar Rabba Nakot Rabbi Nosson Biyotcha. Rabbi Nosson is right. The Daini Havi Benachas Lomka Dina. He always has very sharp reasons. What's his reason here? Kasavar, Kama Afsad Aliyah Babayas. How much shorter is the lifespan of the lower floor because it has an upper floor on it? Tilsa. It lasts a third less in its lifespan. So that shows that the upper one has like a third hold. Hilkach is like Tulsa. That's why the upper one has a third. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Hashem, we will continue with the second to last daf, the next last full daf in Maseches Baba Metzia.